Now, for neighboring Afghanistan, we already know one part of Mr. Obama's thinking: send 17,000 additional U.S. troops to help counter the Taliban insurgency. There are other ideas for Afghanistan, too. One of them is to establish a so-called public protection force, a nationwide network of tribal forces loyal to the Afghan government. Under that scenario, the Afghanistan government, with Washington's backing, would provide weapons to villagers. That's already happening in a few places, as the BBC's Ian Pannell found out.
There are six men dancing in a circle in the snow, throwing their arms outwards as they spin around, rifles over their shoulders. They've got fixed, fearless expressions. They're the gunmen of the Arbaki, a traditional tribal militia of men and boys. We're in Paktia province. It's cold, beautiful, and dangerous. The insurgency has raged and grown here in the last few years, but this particular district is an exception. The men are given their orders and they head out on patrol. Haji Ghulam Khan, the tribal leader, explained that the Arbaki ensured that this area was insulated from the violence all around.
We have had peace here in the last 6 years. Therefore, we have been able to do reconstruction and development, unlike places like Kandahar and Helmand, where there has been insecurity and fighting. Here, things are stable, and there is a good relationship between the people and the government.
The government now has plans for its own defense force, filling the gap left by an army that's too small and a police force that's too corrupt. Critics say giving arms to one ethnic group over another and putting even more guns into the community is dangerous. It's an accusation the Interior Minister, Hanif Atmar, rejects.
This is not provision of guns to the communities. This is simply increasing Afghan security forces. We have to recruit them from the communities.
The Afghanistan Islami Imarat.
This latest Taliban DVD is the usual gruesome catalogue of attacks. But in a sign that the government's plan has caught their eye, it specifically warns people not to join the new armed groups. If Afghans face us on the battlefield, it says, then your death and the Americans will be the same. Anonymous letters have been posted to houses in Wardak province, where the public protection force is being tested. The letters warn that anyone who joins the force will be killed. Back in Paktia, there's a dispute between two families, and the community council has been called. The village elders, with silk turbans spun tight and high, arbitrate. It's how the tribes here have resolved their differences for centuries. It's also how they'd prefer to deal with the Taliban. The tribal leader says, we can't stop the Taliban militarily, so the foreigners should allow Afghans to solve it themselves. The new protection force is just one idea to try to stop the spread of the insurgency this year. The US Defense Secretary admits that Afghanistan is its greatest military challenge. It's one that others have failed to meet in the past. When the snows of Paktia melt, the battle will resume. And all sides agree, this is going to be a decisive year for Afghanistan.
The BBC's Ian Pannell reporting.